This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump is at Buckingham Palace in London for a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth in the first of a three-day state visit to Britain that will also include talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. The U.S. president and the diminutive British queen led a procession of officials into a formal dining room Monday evening where a long U-shaped table accommodated a guest list that may have numbered 100 or more. The queen read an address to Mr. Trump and his wife, noting the collaboration between the United States and Britain in years past. President Trump nodded as she read. Later, Queen Elizabeth offered a toast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you all to rise and drink a toast to President and Mrs. Trump, to the continued friendship between our two nations, and to the health, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States.
The president responded with a toast of his own.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen. Thank you.
On Tuesday, the president meets with British political leaders, including the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. She's expected to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her. He told reporters before departing the White House late Sunday that he may meet with Johnson while he's in London. In the past, he has criticized May's handling of the Brexit impasse. This is VOA News. China's Huawei company is officially bowing out of one line of business, agreeing to sell off its undersea cable operations in response to pressure from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers has backed away from barring from some of its activities employees of Chinese tech giant Huawei. The group made the announcement after the Department of Commerce clarified its stance on the issue, which arose after the U.S. put Huawei on an entity list, effectively barring U.S. firms from selling its technology. Meanwhile, fresh data shows a widening fallout from the tech clash between the two biggest economies after China's perennially huge trade surpluses and its efforts to leap ahead in advanced technology. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 13 people were killed Monday when Sudanese military forces opened fire to disperse a weeks-long sit-in protest in central Khartoum. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard Monday morning as Sudanese security forces moved on the site of the protest outside the defense ministry. Witnesses say that by mid-afternoon, the protest site had been cleared. A Sudanese doctors group said 13 people had been killed and many others critically injured. A spokesman for Sudan's ruling military council said the raid targeted criminal elements near the site and denied security forces had broken up the sit-in by force. Mexico warned on Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump's threatened new tariff on its imports would hurt the economies in both countries and not help him achieve what he wants, an end to the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States. But the White House says President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.